Hello and welcome to Scholars Speak, a podcast from the Mitchell Institute, in which we catch up with Mitchell scholars far and wide to hear their stories. Thank you for joining me, your host, Michelle Martin, the 1999 Mitchell Scholar from Scarborough High School, for today's episode of Scholars Speak. And now let's get to it. Today, we are very excited to have Emma Kemp joining us, and Emma's sitting in New York City. She is going to share a little bit more about the journey that took her there. So welcome, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. We can't wait to hear more about how you landed where you are and what you've been up to since you graduated high school and all of those good things. So I know that you grew up in Kittery.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to grow up in Kittery, almost in another state, but still in Maine?
Absolutely. So I graduated from Trape Academy in Kittery in 2016. Kittery is just a beautiful place to grow up. Small town, right on the water. I grew up scooping ice cream and playing in the tide pools. And over the course of my academic career, I knew that I wanted to go and study journalism and English and explore Spanish. And those interests were really solidified by my high school teachers. And then once I had the opportunity going to college, those were really for me the beacons that were defining my career goals. And at that point, I mean, they were very vague, I would say. I didn't necessarily know what direction I was heading in, but to be able to go to a liberal arts school and explore those interests, it was an invaluable experience. It really was solidified during those key years in high school.
What do you remember about the Mitchell Institute? How did that come about for you when you were a senior, or did you learn about that a different time?
Yeah. So when I first learned about it, it's a really small school, Trape Academy. And at the end of every year, there is a really special graduating ceremony for the graduating class. And during that ceremony, the recipient of the Mitchell Scholarship from that year gets recognized in a really beautiful way. And I remember my first year at that ceremony in high school, I remember sitting there and listening to the woman who received the Mitchell Scholarship at that point. And I was so moved by the organization. And it was one of my goals all through high school to receive that award. And it really came to fruition.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know you went to school outside of the state of Maine, which a number of Mitchell scholars do that. Do you remember much about kind of the thought process behind where you would end up and, you know, were you kind of considering multiple schools? How did that all come to be?
So when I was going through, I mean, as I mentioned, English and journalism were really the driving academic interest for me. And so I knew that I wanted to go to a liberal arts college to really delve into that subject matter. And I ended up going to Smith College in Western Massachusetts. I think that came to be really at Trape. We do an end of year. What's the word? It's like a senior thesis project in essence. And I had the opportunity to study historical memory through the lens of different generations of women. And I interviewed all sorts of women in my life in Kittery and really fell in love with the historical analysis told through that gendered perspective. And so that was happening in the background as I was figuring out where I wanted to go to college. And I don't think it's any coincidence that I ended up at a historically women's college as a result. And so, I mean, the decision to leave Maine, it was my first time leaving home, being so far away from home. And that was definitely a challenge for me. But I was only a 3-hour drive away. And then, you know, simultaneously, I have family based in the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. And so that was, you know, a really beautiful thing to be able to deepen my relationships with people away from my home community. And then additionally, there were several Mitchell scholarship recipients at my college, and we were able to form friendships derived from the Institute.
I always love to hear that. I feel like when you go to college, it can be, you know, it can feel so daunting and, you know, it's a new environment, and just to know anybody and have that connection feels really good.
Yeah, it was really special. And like the first time being alone, the first time having to create a community from scratch, which for many of people, of course, takes place during those college years. It was made that much easier by having that prearranged connection.
I know that you also spent some time studying abroad when you were in school. Can you talk about that, where you were and how that experience was?
I was really lucky in college. I had several opportunities to study abroad. The first was actually funded by the Mitchell Institute. I was a part of a class at Smith that studied the history of Ireland through a literary lens. And at the end of this course, we went to Ireland, to Dublin, and then to Belfast. And it was a summer-long project. And it was, so remarkable, so incredible to be able to see these places that we had read about in historical texts and literature, and then exist in those spaces in real life. And that's something that really stands out to me during my academic career at Smith. And then the second time I went to Chile, I spent a semester studying abroad there. And the course of study there was really focused on the historical legacy of the dictatorship in Chile through culture, through the political climate today. It was a really profound experience to spend 5 months down there. There were homestays involved and just incredible.
What an amazing way to broaden your perspective, and knowing the type of work that you do, just adds to how great of a storyteller you must be from really taking in just such different experiences throughout such a short time, really. In college, you were able to do all of that, which is great.
Yeah, it felt that way for sure. And in my academic studies, I was studying Spanish, in a classroom, which is phenomenal, having those resources to be able to have such top tier professors, but then being able to take that knowledge and live in a foreign country and exist off of my ability or not, in some cases, to speak the language. It was just the best learning experience on so many different levels, on a cultural level, communicating level, and just broadening, as you were saying, that cultural lens.
And now you find yourself in New York City. So we know you're sitting on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
You are doing what exactly for work there?
I, after college, was able to land in a position in public relations. And the company that I work at is actually run by a Smith College alum. So those networking groups really come in handy in such a major way. And they have in my life time and time again.
I know most people hear the word public relations and they probably have a thought around what that means, but what is it that you're really doing every day? How might you describe it?
So the work that I do is to elevate my clients in the media, whether it is on TV or in newspaper and magazine interviews, via social media. And I really work with people across all industries, from climate change to blockchain to property technology. So really, it's about understanding my clients, their work, their mission, their goals, and helping to bolster that via the media.
When you think back to what you were describing around all of the interests you had in high school and some of the projects you worked on, are you seeing things show up in your professional life that maybe connect back to that?
To be totally honest, I absolutely, yes, is my answer to your question. But in college, I had no idea what public relations was. I didn't know it existed as a field. I was so dead set on going into journalism or publishing. And then in all of my internships and my academic courses were really to that end. But then once the pandemic happened and I graduated college, I had a lot of time to think about what I wanted to do because nobody at that point was hiring. And so it was really during that really intense period of reflection and introspection and networking with anybody that would speak with me, from Mitchell alums to Smith alums to random people I messaged on LinkedIn, I came to realize that this really fascinating field of public relations existed. And, oh wait, my skill set could really be an asset to this field. And now today, finding myself 1 year into my career, it's really a no-brainer. I like to read, I like to write, I like to think, I like to learn from people who are really smart. And I get to do that every single day.
It seems like you really love it, which is exciting to be in that place so soon after graduating as well, to really be very happy and driven by what the work that you're doing. So we're very glad to hear that. I also happened to notice that you were promoted last week. I saw that on LinkedIn. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes. I was really excited to have that recognition from my company. I am really fortunate and really grateful to have landed in a company that's just completely terrific. They're good people, smart people, and they really push me to be my best self, both professionally and as an individual.
That's great to hear. What is it like being in New York City? Anything that you'd want to share with people about that experience, kind of going from Maine and then Massachusetts on down to the city?
It's a totally different ballgame, of course. I mean, I was growing up and I always knew that I wanted to move to New York, and to find myself here today, I'm really excited to be able to have brought that goal to fruition. But there is so much about what I'm used to that I miss. For instance, the ocean and the solitude and the small town nature, people saying hi on the streets and such. But it's been really wonderful to find myself in the city today and have it filled with so many fascinating people doing fascinating things all the time, every day, everywhere you go. There's great restaurants, and actually anywhere I go, anytime I'm, you know, in a party or in a meeting and it comes out that I am from Maine, that's always such a connector. There's always someone else in the room that has some connection to Maine, even if it's esoteric. And it's a great way to start a conversation.
There's so much truth to that. I find the same thing traveling. People love to hear about being from Maine and what
I know. I think it's the aesthetic.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes so far beyond. Lobster. Yeah, the lobster that definitely comes up first. But I think a lot of people have interesting family connections, and they may have traveled here to visit and all of that. So it's a great point of connection with people for sure. So based on that journey we just heard about, you know, where you've been and how you got there, can you think of a couple of pieces of advice to give to Mitchell Scholars now?
I can. And my little sister actually is also a Mitchell Scholar. So I've given this advice already. I don't know how helpful it was for my little sister. We can ask her one day.
Love this.
But I think that my biggest piece of advice would be to utilize the network. There are so many fascinating people who are involved in this organization, whether they are scholars themselves or on the board or, you know, the parents of scholars. There's so many connections. And I've been able to craft my career and my understanding of my goals based off of many of the conversations that I've had with people in this community.
And you're not the only set of siblings. We're hearing this more and more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as the alumni group grows and we learn more about new scholars, there are several. So it's so great to hear that. It's very exciting.
I love that. Yeah, my little sister, where I knew going into the graduation ceremony that I was receiving the Mitchell Scholarship, she had no idea. So her name got called out at her graduation and she was just utterly flabbergasted. And I mean, we were so excited.
That's awesome. Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a little bit to wrap up, we like to do something called the lightning round. So I have three words to share with you. And if you can just give me your gut reaction, the first word that comes to mind when I mention the word.
Okay. Let's
Ready
do
for
it.
This one? Okay.
Yeah.
First word is scholarship.
Mitchell.
Education.
Important.
Maine.
love.
Oh, I love that. Love it. One of the words coming up often, as I'm sure is no surprise, is home, but love is another that I think suits
synonymous, right?
Very well. Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Emma, we are so thrilled that you were able to join us and just tell us more about your story. I think it's a great example of, you know, being very brave. There's a lot of moves that you've made here on your own and certainly with a support network, but you're doing great things and taking taking leaps that are important to take at this stage. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's really been an honor to chat with you.
Thanks again for joining us for today's episode of Scholars Speak. To learn more about the Mitchell Institute, you can visit www.mitchellinstitute.org or follow along on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.